This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You won't see it on the fan cam, but RJ Choppy may be going through a little bit of a transition here as of late. Choppy Jenner, Caitlin Choppy. If you're out there at the Colony and Top Golf, RJ gets out of his car yesterday. We are in the parking lot at the same time, walking up, and I said, "Whoa, where are you coming from?" He's got jeans on, which I think I've seen him wear jeans 3 times in 11 years. He's got a long sleeve, you know, kind of dressy shirt. And what was on his feet, Troy?
Cowboy boots.
Are those the free Lucchese ones that we got from years ago?
They would be.
All right. So, okay.
I was looking for some dress shoes, and I happened to go into my storage closet, also known as my kid's bedroom. And
why were you looking for dress shoes though to come out to Top Golf?
Nah, it's a couple weeks ago. I was looking for dress shoes.
Oh,
I was looking for shoes. Oh, here. I was going to a Randy Rogers show.
Okay.
And I needed something to wear.
Respect that.
And I was like, oh man, I got these boots.
See, you put a Brian Kelly right there.
I got these boots.
Now, were you trying to tell us that the pointy toe versus flat toe, you were saying one of them was out of style.
Well, okay, so.
I did not want to
wear these boots initially.
And thank you to Lucchese from years ago. I remember the fitting and, you know.
Yeah, it was tremendous.
Everyone there was like, it doesn't matter what he's wearing. It doesn't matter y'all making fun of him. They're still Lucchese.
Yeah.
They're still Lucchese. What?
Nothing. Go ahead. It's a fine boot company. It's not the best, but go ahead.
It's not like the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of boots.
Yeah. I mean, they're really nice.
How much are those boots?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
They made them for us, but I'm like,
I don't think you can walk out of that store for less than $500-$600.
Yeah, what? There you go.
$500?
Right, Troy?
Minimum. Minimum.
Oh, my God.
Dude, there's guys walking around with $15,000 boots on.
Yeah, these are solid boots. Yeah.
$15,000?
I don't think they realized they gave me 2 pairs.
Yeah.
I didn't get two pairs.
I got yours. I got another pair.
I don't want to know where mine are.
I got another pair sitting under my bed.
Oh. I will say I was caught off guard because here we are at Top Golf for Jared Sandler's function. I'm looking around at everyone, and there's, you know, Whitey McWhiterson over there in his slacks wearing his Payne Stewart tribute shirt. And everyone's all dressed up like they're hitting the links. And everyone's ready to go. And I'm like, well, I'm sure RJ's going to wear the same tightless kind of outfits or whatever. Irwin Watts or whatever it's called.
Edwin Watts.
Whatever. And
We sit here every morning dressed in gym clothes. And then for the gym event, he puts on jeans and boots. He dressed up more for Top Golf than some of our station dinners that we have.
I look over and I'm like, where's RJ at?
That's very true.
Why?
I was in gym clothes before.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, I don't remember. In the past, I've always worn jeans to this event. Or shorts.
You have. Okay, that's quite opposite.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it would have been.
You hate jeans.
I do hate jeans. Can't stand them. Can't stand jeans.
I thought you were coming from, like, an event or something.
No. Yeah. I was like, all right, I'm going to wear jeans and things. If I knew you guys were in sweats, I 1,000% would have worn them. Like 1,000%.
Shorts.
Yeah, we were at Top Golf, not Red River.
You
walked in. It's like, what are you doing over there?
Yeah, I was looking for my next neon moon.
And then he takes a picture and a video wearing Kevin Gray's WWE Championship belt.
Well, look, champ's here.
I'm not insulting you. I'm insulting Kevin.
Yeah, I did not understand
why, bring
why
up
he
belt?
Brought the belt.
God, he's
it's a title. It's not a belt.
It's a title. It's not a belt, Sean.
He's not holding his pants up.
It's a title. I asked Kevin, like, how many boogers did you eat this morning? Like, these booger eaters walking around with their titles. What are you bringing at the Top Golf?
It was signed by Shinsuke Nakamura. That was pretty sweet.
What?
Yeah.
Was he NXT? Is he NXT or was?
Who cares? Anyway, and then this morning, I go to get the coffee, and I see a big, humongous tray of tamales.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what? La Grande is sitting there microwaving like 15 tamales. And I come back in. Yes. RJ goes to the kitchen, and I'm whispering to Troy. And I hear RJ go, hey, what's that? You know, and I said, RJ's getting a tamale education, which of course Troy had first, and now I have had, considering the families we married into. And I'm like, oh, I think they're going to try to sell him on eating one. I'm dying to see if he's going to do it. He comes moseying on back in here with a little bowl.
A little tamale.
I was very proud.
I asked Raul in there, I said, look, I just want something that's going to do whatever. It's going to allow me to do whatever you do in that bathroom.
Oh, man.
Whatever you do to that bathroom, I want some of that, man. All right.
He unwrapped it. He had the whole process there. He took it off.
What kind is this? Is it pork or chicken?
I have no idea.
You know what?
What?
And then I said, how was
brisket. It? Brisket. Who knows?
He goes, I don't get it. I said, you know what? For the first time in a long time, you're right.
Food opinion on point.
No. Tamales are tremendously overrated. Oh. Or I haven't had the right ones.
Now, are you supposed to use sauce with it? There was no sauce. I put nothing on this.
Maybe some salsa, maybe. But, was it popping with flavor? It's just too much. Too much to dumb it down, breading, but the masa.
Chalky. It's a little chalky.
The masa. It's like grounded up corn. You know, masa. Yeah. If there's too much of that, I can get it.
Yeah.
I get that.
And the filling, it needs to have more pop. Like, I think I can. I'm gonna do this. That's my next project. I'm going to change the tamale game.
I can do it.
It's all about, I feel like it's about the filling.
Well, I mean, you didn't change the wing game. I mean, someone up.
What'd you do? You made that.
Nice to see you yesterday, Gavin.
Stop.
You made that. What'd you do? You made that Indianapolis pizza?
Indianapolis. Detroit.
Detroit.
Indianapolis pizza. Screw you. All right. What were we supposed to. Oh, the Hall of Fame. All right. So, anyway, that's all choppy changing in front of our very eyes right there.
Hey, I brought the boots with me. I gotta go to Sherman after this. I'm going to the country, so I'm going to wear the boots again today.
For what?
I got a client meeting up there. I got to go, and decided to bring the boots with me.
Wait, so you're trying to say, you are Brian Kelly.
Yeah,
I called Dawson Brian Kelly. We shoot you. Shoot you. But you're trying to dress the part to impress people.
You're,
and
you're going what? To the
Sherman's
Oklahoma.
Not the country.
It's near Oklahoma, man.
What does that matter?
It's the country.
No, it's
near
not.
Near Oklahoma, it's the country.
Is Oklahoma more country than Fort Worth?
No.
Okay, so have you worn the boots in Fort Worth?
Absolutely.
You have?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
when you
okay.
go down to the stockyards, you've got to wear the boots.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.